right. Welcome. And thanks for tuning in to Express Yourself. It is 4.01 p.m. here on Friday afternoon, December 19th. Express Yourself airs every Friday afternoon here on KDNK from 4 to 5 p.m. KDNK is your community access radio located in the heart of the Carbondale Creative District. I'm your host today, Brian Colley. Amy Kimberly is out and about adventuring with family. But here on Express Yourself, we feature all things culture and creativity in and around the Roaring Fork Valley, from visual artists and makers to performing artists and musicians and so much more. Here's what's coming up on today's show. We have a special interview coming up in about 20 minutes or so with Asa Orbison, married to Roy Orbison Jr., to talk about their newly released album, Orbison Family Christmas, so stay tuned for that conversation. We'll also get the lowdown on this week's winter pop-up farmers market at the Carbondale Arts Launchpad location, as well as Saturday's townwide Bonedale Bonanza event coordinated by the Carbondale Creative District. But first, we get to chat with Powers Art Center Museum Director Sonia Taylor Moore about the latest exhibition of works by Jasper Johns. Sonia Taylor Moore in the house. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us today.
I'm happy to be here.
Straight down the hill from the Powers Art Center. You're the museum director, is that right?
Oh, gosh. That's what they call me.
Directing museum. Well, for those who have never maybe visited the Powers Art Center, which they should immediately, can you give us a little history on the collection there, how it all came to be right here in the Roaring Fork Valley?
We're pretty cool. So if you haven't come to see us yet, you should. We are a contemporary modern art gallery. We have modern art gallery. I'm like totally fumbling my words.
We have an art collection.
John and Kimiko Powers collected artworks starting in the 60s all the way up into the 90s. We have the likes of Andy Warhol, Roy Lichtenstein, Jasper Johns, Klaus Oldenburg, Frank Stella, so all the hits up in basically a cow pasture. We're up on a hill just right outside of Carbondale. You'd never know we were there, and when you get up there, it's just gorgeous and beautiful building, beautiful grounds. It's a must come.
Got a great view of Mount Soapers up there.
Great view.
But the building itself is a work of art. Definitely don't feel like I'm in Carbondale anymore when I go there.
And we're free. We're totally free.
Good.
We have weird hours next week because of the holidays, which I'll let you guys know about. But we're usually open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 5, and Saturdays, 11 to 3. So we are open tomorrow, too, if you want to come by.
Yeah. How long have you been up there now?
I've been up there like 4.5 years.
What?
I started our education programming, so we have lots of kids that come from schools all over the valley. We have a kick butt learning lab where you can do interactive crafts. I'm really proud of that.
Yeah.
And then I lead tours regularly, and I also curate.
Very cool. Let's dive into this new exhibition. I know.
Yeah.
You had another curator come to work on this project, but it's called Jasper Johns, A Whole Can Be Only a Part.
It is. So the upstairs of our museum always has Jasper Johns. He's the primary focus of our museum. So this year we started a curatorial fellowship. So Jessica Eisenthal, she's a New Yorker. She is our first fellowship recipient. She came and she curated the Jasper Johns exhibition. She curated it a little bit different. She curated it in alphabetical order. So,
By title.
Yeah. So her thought process on that was that Jasper Johns is an artist who loves systems and structure. Mm-hmm. So she sort of turned that idea back on him and instead of arranging them by date and theme, she put them in alphabetical order. It kind of makes the show a sort of puzzle, one that Jasper Johns' own artwork often does.
I feel like artists got to be on their toes. If they're going to make art titles, they got to think ahead if somebody
totally.
Arranges a show in alphabetical order.
So it's this idea of chance, right? Like you see something that maybe doesn't, you don't think really like flows into the next. And that's the beauty of it, is that it doesn't have to. It's you know, a system.
How did this program get started? Is this you said it's a new thing you're doing with a curator fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? Is it like open to, are you just kind of hand selecting people that have this kind of background?
No, it's we're hoping, and this was our first year, so it was sort of this, she was sort of our guinea pig, but cool. It's something you can apply. You can go on our website to find out more.
Yeah.
Any sort of scholar, any sort of a curator, anyone interested, but it is a very structured fellowship, and you would need to be really interested in Jasper Johns and ready to sort of, but it doesn't have to be curatorial. It could be you could write something on him or do sort of a study. So definitely go on our website, powersartcenter.org, to learn more about the fellowship.
Yeah.
We're pretty excited because we have one of each of Jasper's multiple prints.
Okay.
So that makes us very unique.
Yeah.
Us and the Walker are the only institutions that can really say that. So it's something that we really want to foster, is this scholarly fellowship of Jasper Johns.
Wow. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And this show opened just this past month?
It did. It opened early December, and so it'll be up a year.
Great.
And we also have a really cool show that's up till May. It's called In the Living Room with John and Kimiko.
Mm-hmm.
We've taken some of their furniture. We made a little vignette of what life was like to be them. They're a little living room, a Liechtenstein rug, and great furniture, surrounded by Klaus Oldenburg, Robert Rauschenberg, Andy Warhol, and Roy Lichtenstein.
Yeah, I thought about just moving up there.
Oh, I know.
Have my little living room up there.
It's a pretty cool living room. And then we've got great crafts right now. We've got our learning lab is full of Frank Stella's work. So we're doing Stella stars. Stella means star. So we thought, why not bring into 2026 with a star sort of collage theme? We
cool.
had some artists in there today making holiday cards.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it's fun and
creative.
Oh,
it's all kinds of crafts. I mean, you got like paper.
We got all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Sparkles and paper and all the good stuff.
Wow. What other kind of education things you got going on?
So we're open on the 23rd, the 26th. 27th and 30th. So
okay.
We usually close between Christmas and New Year's, but we really feel like this is the time where people have family in, and we're such a place to bring family.
Yeah.
So you can visit our website and check out our holiday hours. And I'm really excited. We're starting a little artful story hour the first Saturday of every month. I'll be reading a book for families, and we'll do a little craft session.
Wow.
So I'm excited about that.
The craft kind of coordinates with the
craft absolutely
Dang,
coordinates
Sonia.
With the story.
Got
I don't mess
all.
Around.
That's terrific. Yeah. Okay. So you're open sometimes during the holiday. It's great for those listening. They can bring their.
Yeah. We're such
family.
A good place for grandparents. I mean, we
oh, yeah.
are like
yeah,
the
yeah.
place.
Well, am I correct in thinking I saw something related to the Jasper Johns exhibition upstairs that's like a mystery, like a code?
Oh,
kind of thing?
Yes.
What's that about?
So I always create a
Sorry,
thing
your microphone's
called,
like been falling down the hall.
Yeah, the microphone's falling. I create something called the Powers Pack, and it's a little interactive thing you can take around with you. It's mostly for kids, but it was called the kids kit, and then all these adults wanted to do it, so
yeah.
I renamed it the Powers Pack, and I made a sort of crack the code mystery. So you have to go into each gallery and do a little drawing activity, and then you get a letter, and then at the end you crack the code. It's just fun.
I love that.
It's pretty fun.
I love that. And this may be a tough question without having all the artwork here in front of you from that show, but you're probably pretty familiar with what's
familiar.
Up there. If there was one Jasper Johns that you could hang somewhere in your house,
oh wow!
Which one would you choose and why?
That is it. That's
he's
a good
got a variety
one.
Of prints and original like drawings and other things too. So
He does. So speaking from this show, God, you did, you know, in gallery, it's like the tiniest gallery of the upstairs. And there is a huge monotype print of the Saverin can with the paintbrushes in it. It's quite large. It's sort of in like the pastel hues. Okay. I mean, that's just a stellar.
Yeah.
A stellar one.
Nice.
I would take that one.
Yeah. I know. Sometimes it's fun to like dream when you go in a museum or art gallery. Like,
oh, I love that.
If I had all the money in the world.
Which one?
Yeah, I mean, it's good to fall in love with art.
Oh,
either way,
absolutely.
But...
And we've got such a great collection to do that.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Oh, cool. Anything else coming up at the Powers?
Jessica, our curator, is coming from New York to give a guest, to give a talk on February 19th. And it's going to be open to the public. It's like a first come, first serve thing. So be on the lookout for an email. If you're not on our email list, you can always come in and we'll put you on, or you can call and we'll put you on. But we do open it up to everyone.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very sweet. Mm-hmm. How can people learn more about the Powers Art Center, how to find it and all that good stuff?
PowersArtCenter.org or go on Instagram or Facebook. We've always got fun posts going on.
Yeah.
And come see me.
Are you there every day? I mean, when you're open?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
You have an ever-growing staff, though.
We do.
We're really
busting out and doing some really exciting things.
Yeah.
So,
way to go. I love it. If you're listening, go check it out. It's really worth your time. At least an hour or two, I would say, especially if you're going to do an art activity.
Yeah, an hour. I mean, I hate to say two. If you can stay two, great. But you can get it done in an hour.
Okay. Good.
And, you know, just even if you are driving by and you have 20 minutes, I say come in and just see what we are, and you'll come back
after you see.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right.
Thanks,
cool.
Brian.
Thanks,
Happy
Sonia.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays. Happy Friday.
Yay.
I'm going to play a song here. I'm going to choose.
Ooh.
We've got some Orbison family people coming in next. I'm going to choose this song that they rearranged for their Christmas album. That's an original Roy Orbison song, but they re-recorded it with their family, some new voices. This is Pretty Paper by the Orbison family.
From you, pretty pencils to write, I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Crowded streets, busy feet, hustle by him. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. There he sits, all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that you won't pass him by. Should you stop? Better not. Much too busy. You're in a hurry. My, how time does fly. And in the distance, the ringing of laughter. And in the midst of the laughter, he cries. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write, I love. Pretty ribbons of blue.
All right. We're getting a little taste of this album by the Orbison family. Let's see if they're on the line. Are you guys there?
Hello.
We're
Hello.
Here.
Hey.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining us here on KD&K. This is great.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. Let's see who's on the phone right now. We've got, is that Usa?
Yes, that's Osa and Roy Orbison Jr.
Well, you guys are awesome. Thanks for being here. This is incredible.
Yeah, you pronounce it more with an O. It's Osa.
Osa. I did see the circle over the A, and I was curious what that did to the...
That little halo makes it more of an O.
I love that. And it's a Swedish name, right?
That's right. I am from Sweden.
That's so cool. Well, you guys have a new Christmas album, like a family Christmas album. I think it just got released this month, right?
That's right. We recorded it out in Nashville in September, and the whole family's on it. It's me, and I'm a jazz singer. My husband, Roy, produced it. Roy is the son of Roy Orbison. And then there's our four kids on there. So there's Roy Orbison III. He plays guitar and sings. And we have Bo, who drums and sings.
He did Roy did Run Run Rudolph, the Chuck Berry song.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on there, too. And, this is great.
Yeah, and little Roy, he's pretty famous because he's already played with, Beatles and Eagles and Nirvana and all these bands, members of those bands.
Wow.
He's a star on his own.
Wow.
Yeah, he did Vets Aid with Joe Walsh and Dave Grohl. And so, and he plays guitar really well. So he's got some big YouTubes and a lot of, he's kind of the star. And then we have my other son, Bo, our other son, Bo. He did Frosty the Snowman, and it's the cutest little thing, He goes, Frosty the Snowman. It's just cute, little kid.
We wanted to make an album. See, I'm in jazz, but we wanted to make an album that represented our whole family, and that was for the whole family. So there's, we just heard Santa Baby, which is a little sultry.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, more for kids, and we've got slower, more sad songs, and we have happy songs. There's something for everybody on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you done a family album like this before? This is really a fun idea.
Yeah, we haven't, and neither has anybody else in about 5 or 10 years. It's a funny thing. After we did it, we realized nobody does a family album, nobody does a Christmas album, and nobody does an Orbison album. So
that's true.
So
it comes very natural to us, though, because we do play music all the time. So it wasn't like we thought, let's make a family album. It just happened very organically.
Yeah.
And we've had so much fun doing it. And to me, it's such a nice memory, and I'll be able to listen to this. I'm imagining when I'm 85 years old, I'm putting the ornaments on the tree with my grandchildren, listen to these songs. It's really amazing.
Yeah,
I'm only thinking of the present. I'm only thinking of Aspen and Snowmass and the snow and how good this music sounds in my headphones when I'm snowboarding.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we just picked up the kids from ski school today.
Oh, that's so cool. I love, that's such a great idea to kind of mark this moment with your kids at this age. I think you said between 2 and 9 years old. Is that right?
That's right. The youngest one is 2, and then the other one is 3 and a half, almost 4, and 7 and 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really, it's a gift to ourselves, and we hope that other people find joy and love in it. It's been the most fun project I've ever made.
I also love how you have the nod to Roy Orbison with the Pretty Paper song. How did you decide to do that? Just because holiday?
We sing that song. We sing that song every Christmas.
Aww.
And so that was a no-brainer to do that song. It was written by Willie Nelson, but Roy Orbison made it famous.
Oh, right.
And so we sing that one every Christmas. And what we added to it was the kids singing in the background, and it is a very sad song if you listen to the lyrics, but together with the kids, it really gave the song a more happy, maybe hopeful story.
Yeah, for sure. And Roy, what was it like growing up in that family of musicians? Is this, I know you're playing guitar and some other instruments. What was that like
he
for you?
He actually had to run off.
Oh, no, he's gone.
The kids. But yes, but yes.
Well, we can talk about your music background too, Osa. I know you're an accomplished singer as well. You've released 2 albums, it looks like, in the past year or so. You got this family
That's right.
Christmas album and another kind of jazz recording called Blue Bayou. Can you talk about your own journey there?
Yeah, I played a lot of music growing up, but then I went into marketing and I started working and with Realistic Dreams, you know, I kind of put that on the shelf. And then I met Roy and we had kids, you know, we fell in love, we had kids. And then we just started playing together. And this has just unfolded very quickly, but very, so much fun.
Yeah.
This past, like you said, 1.5 years, I think it's been, two albums. We're working fast, but we're just having so much fun with it.
You're just getting going, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was really fun to watch some videos you guys had on your Instagram, I think, of the kind of the process of recording with the family and the kids getting involved and playing music and dancing around. It was really cute, like really endearing. What was the process working with Roy and the kids on these songs? Are your kids pretty musically inclined as well?
Yes, they are, very much so. And they don't really take lessons. We just play at home ourselves.
Yeah.
And just surrounded by it. Yes. They, all of them at perfect pitch. There's never any issues with me. And in the studio, they just see us do it, so they go in and do it. You know, they're proud of their work, as they should be, and they worked hard on it.
Yeah.
We spent time on it, and they know all the songs. Yeah, it's been really fun. Definitely brought us all closer together.
Right.
And, we created an amazing memory.
It takes some time to do all those recordings. How many songs? I think you have 9 songs on that album.
It's 9 songs, yes. And you know, you go in and with, especially with kids, you know, you got to press them, you know, you can show how the mic works because they'll just slam the mic. But no, they're very, very great working kids, to put it that way. But they love it. We've had so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got to be a cool experience to have that recording studio time. And is there a specific instrument that each of your sons is picking up or interested in right now?
Yeah. Roy's always been playing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Little Roy. He played guitar when he was just 9 months old. He started strumming very rhythmically, amazing rhythm.
Wow.
And then Bo has always been into drums, but since we got here to Aspen, we have a piano in this rental house that we have, and he can sit for hours just himself plinking. So when I saw that, I started teaching him chords. So he's on a good way to be a great piano player now.
Oh, wow. And you play piano then as well?
I do. I play a little bit of everything, I'd say.
Uh-huh.
I know piano and I know the guitar, and I used to play the clarinet, was my first instrument.
Oh, great.
But yes, it was fun. When I was little in Sweden, I got lessons in clarinet, but I went to music school and we were taught the basics of music theory really well. And so I could apply that to both piano and guitar, which is an amazing gift. So,
yeah. Especially like if you're going into like the jazz kind of area, how has that been for you? If you grew up kind of playing, you know, piano, clarinet, and kind of adjusting into, you know, your album's called Blue Bayou. That's very like a Southern kind of American kind of thing.
Yeah, well, that song was written by Roy Orbison, so that's a Roy Orbison song. Yeah,
classic.
But yeah, into jazz, I grew up listening to a Swedish artist. Her name is Monica Zetterlund, and she wrote lyrics to jazz standards.
Okay.
And these jazz standards, like Take 5 and Waltz for Debbie, I didn't know as the original standards. I knew them from her growing up.
Okay.
And it wasn't really until I got older that I realized, whoa, she wrote Swedish lyrics and English lyrics too, to the standards, because she knew these guys. She knew Bill Evans. She hung out with them. Yeah, really cool. So that's where kind of Roy and I met in the jazz, because he was playing the jazz standards and I started singing these lyrics he had never heard of. And he was like, what is this? And yeah, that was on the way. And that was how we kind of met in jazz. And that's where we're developing from.
Oh gosh. That's that's a great origin story. And then meeting of you and Roy, that's really sweet. And music, it's just been music all along, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really great. Do you think you're going to make any more family recordings as your sons get older?
Oh, yeah, there are, well, you know, there's you know, now we hear all these other Christmas songs. We're like, oh, why didn't we do that one? So we will definitely have to add more to this Christmas album. I think this is an ongoing project. This we can add to forever.
I love
it. And yes, these little guys are ready to rock.
Especially now that they're fresh off of their ski day.
Oh, ski school day. Can I do this song? Can I do this song? We're very excited.
Aw. Well, are you enjoying your time up in Aspen Snowmass? I hope there's enough snow for you guys.
We love Aspen. We love Snowmass. Yeah, I ski and snowboard. The little boys snowboard because they skateboard a lot.
Wow.
But yeah, we go to ski school here. I love it here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty beautiful this time of year, for sure. It's a great time to visit.
Very pretty, and we were lucky to come a little bit before all the tourists come.
Yep.
Enjoying it when it's a little calmer, but I'm sure next week it will be very crowded.
Well, Åsa Orbison, thank you so much for taking time here on KD&K Express Yourself. We're going to play one more song. What song should we take us out with from your album?
I want to go a little up-tempo, and it is a jazz Christmas song, and it's called Warm December.
Do you want to say anything else about anything else you want to share with people about the song?
You can of course follow us on Instagram, listen to us on Spotify. All that really helps. Tag us in the post. Thank you.
Yeah, Orbison family, you guys, this is really special. Thanks for doing this here in Carbondale, Colorado. This is awesome.
Thank you for having us.
Happy holidays, and we're going to play Warm December by the Orbison family. Check out their Christmas album. Thanks, Åsa. Happy holiday.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
I'll keep you warm in December. Warm when the cold breezes blow. My arms so loving, a kind of oven to melt the sleet and snow. This heart, it glows like an ember, longs to be loved just by you. If it could be so, then you'd keep me so warm in December too. December. Ooh, it's cool in December. Please keep me warm in December too.
A corn cob pipe and a button Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way. But he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry.
Boondale Bonanza coming your way. Is this a commercial or not? This is just Brian spinning off the world. Well, that was cool talking to the Orbison family, you guys. That's a highlight of the day.
Are we on the air?
We are. Who we got here in the studio now talking with us?
Oh, heck. I thought you were going to be doing an introduction.
Oh. Here we have Stacy Dickerson.
Hello.
The Carbondale Arts creative salesperson. And so much more. Enough of that song. And in seat number two, hot seat number two, we got Michael Stout. What's your title over there?
Community Engagement Director.
That's what it was. I knew that. Who wants to go first? We got a couple things happening with the Carbondale Creative District and Carbondale Arts this weekend.
I'll go first.
All right.
Okay. Oh my God, you guys. If you're not doing anything tomorrow or Sunday, you got to come by the Launch Pad in Carbondale at 76 South 4th Street, the home of Deck the Walls, amazing holiday market that is in its probably about 10th year, maybe.
I think it's more than that, but I hesitate to put a number on
Let's say it's 10-ish year.
Well, I've been there for 11 years, and it's been going on since I was there, so I think it's 12 at least.
Okay, let's go 12 years.
Yes!
It was kind of a tiny little thing back 12 years ago, and now it's turned into a really big and powerful opportunity for local artists to perfect their wares and their presentation of the work that they do. So we've got 70 plus artists that are in Deck the Walls that are primarily local and regional artists, and beautiful work, no tariffs. And
there you go. I know, that's a great, I mean, yeah,
it's
a great opportunity
deal
for people to really put their money where their mouth is and shop local and support these creative gems in our community.
Ooh, I like that. Creative gems.
Yeah.
And to top it off, tomorrow during the day, tomorrow and Sunday during the day, we have a winter farmers market in the Launch Pad. And there we will have 10 bakers, food creators that will be featuring their amazing, delicious things that they make. We've got, I'm just going to read off the list of who we've got. We've got some farmers. We've got Dooley Creek Farm. They will have beef and pork and ham and chicken and eggs and all good things from their farm. And we also will have Marigold Livestock, and Alyssa will have beef and lamb and hot sauces and spice rubs.
Wow.
And much more.
Ooh.
Those are some of the farmers we have there. We have Roaring Fork Mill. You can get locally grown wheat, and that is grown in the valley and milled in the valley.
Wow.
It's really, really healthy and organic, and the best thing you can use to make your pie crusts and your breads and your rolls and things like that. Come and get some fresh wheat from there. We have Elk Mountain Pharmacy, and they're going to have all kinds of things, some chais and chutneys and tinctures and things like that. And speaking of that, Himalayan Yogini will be here, and they'll have, oh, chutneys, pickles, kimchi, chai. Then we have, coming over from Peonia, we have Honeymoon Mesa, and there will be a lot of honey products, beautiful, beautiful honeys and honey things. And we'll, Beth Johnson in, from In Season Catering will be there, and she'll have her classic, amazing and delicious European holiday breads like Stollen and Kifla.
Oh, boy.
And those are always a sellout, and people will be waiting in line to get those. She wasn't there last year, so people are really hankering for some of Beth's
right.
delicious foods. Let's see. Who else? Sunshine and Moons will be there. There'll be savory and sweet pies and rolls and breads and cookies and things like that. And the pastry chef will also be there. Maria will be bringing New York style cookies, chocolate bombs, cake pops, and small cakes. And April Crow Spalding will be there with fresh made jams that she has been working hard to can for the last, I don't know how long it's been, but anyway, she'll have lots of that. So there's going to be a lot of things there. Oh, and to top it off, don't forget, Ted Zislis will be there playing live holiday music from his beautiful piano, and it will be a great sort of backdrop.
It's going to be a party.
It's going to be a party. Woo. Don't miss it. And then you can shop, too.
I mean, my mouth is watering just hearing all that
stuff. And then, and there might be some activities for the kids there, too, right, Michael?
That's correct. The Carbondale Public Art Commission is hosting a workshop, so you can create some luminaries that will go out on Main Street as part of the Winter Bonanza.
Wow. That's not a shortage of things to do tomorrow. That's just... Well, tell the hours of the farmer's market.
Oh, the farmer's market starts tomorrow at 10 a.m. and it goes to 4 p.m. And then it will be from 11 to 3 on Sunday. That's the farmer's market. And Deck the Walls, the holiday market, will be open an extra hour on each of those days. So we'll be open. Oh, actually, we're open till 5 on Saturday and 4 on Sunday.
Yep.
Great.
And when does the luminary...
The luminary workshop is 1 to 4.
1 to 4. So, also at the launch
pad. Also at the launch pad.
Everything in one place, you guys. It's so easy. We're making it so easy for you. You just show up at the door. We just make it happen.
That's right.
Carbondale Arts, Carbondale Creative District, Carbondale Public Arts Commission. What more can you ask for? How can people learn more about the farmers market happenings?
You can go to carbondalearts.com. You can give us a call. If we're not too busy, we can... try and answer the phone for you, but the best thing to do is just come on down to the launch pad, the building that houses all of this amazing funness, and
funness.
That's at 76 South 4th Street, downtown Carbondale.
The cool thing is that the people checking out your purchases at the checkout counter are also the creatives that are part of the show. So when you go, you can say hi and learn more about what they make. You can also give Stacy a big high five, because she does so much work for this show, and she single-handedly organizes this farmer's market, and it is a hit. You're supporting so many people. Thank you for your services.
That's
and
right.
Hours of your life.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah.
There is a phone call, but I really don't know how to do that, so we're going to keep going. If you didn't hear earlier, we played the Bonanza theme song because the Bonedale Bonanza is coming in hot starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's only tomorrow.
Tomorrow right? only. One day. Yeah.
What's your role with all that, Michael?
You know, I am helping to coordinate a lot of this. This is something we started doing last year. So this is kind of the second annual go around.
Nice.
And it really started because there were so many creatives who were applying for Deck the Walls, and we couldn't accept them all, but they're still great. And so we wanted to find opportunities for them to share their wares throughout town. And so we had some pop-ups with artists at different locations. We're doing it again this year. It's great to just, we have live music. We have some pop-ups. We've got some specials. Businesses are offering giveaways. There's just so much going on. It's really a great opportunity to, you know, go to the launch pad, go to Deck the Walls, go to the farmer's market, and then continue your love for shopping locally and supporting local creatives by hitting the rest of the creative district.
And there's a lot. I saw the list on the Carbondale Arts website, and it's not a short list.
Yeah, we have almost 25 participating businesses, organizations, and artists and more. So it's really great. We've got everything from the local brick and mortar businesses to lots of organizations. Katie and Kay is going to be playing tunes at Chaco's Park from 12 to 4
with
a little fire there. So come enjoy some music outside.
Go Katie and Kay.
The Clay Center has their holiday invitational and kids sale. So pop on down to the art stream. The Main Street Gallery will be open selling local artists' works. The White River Books will have local artists' stuff. Mountain Tide will be open with live music. Lulu Bell will be offering some gift cards. TRTC is going to have some story time with Santa, some Christmas ornaments that you can make from Polaroids.
Lots of
fun activities for
kids.
That's
cool.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And then I think Santa will be coming through town at some point on the fire truck. So look out for that.
Don't make empty promises. You got to nail that down.
Hey, I've been in touch with him. We'll see.
Okay. I also heard there's some line dancing happening at the Nugget at 11 a.m.
There is. Dance Initiative.
That's part of the Bonanza, right?
It is part of the Bonanza. Yeah. Dance Initiative will be there.
Whoa.
So go get your line dance on at the Nugget early.
Oh, man. I bet there's some tasty little Bloody Marys and stuff at the Nugget, too.
I don't know.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's the Nugget.
Yeah. Is there a full list of all these activities?
There is. If you go to carbondalearts.com and look at the events page, the calendar has a listing there with everything, all the details. It goes on into the night. There's live music at Beer Works, El Dorado, Mountain Heart. They're having a holiday movie character costume party with DJs presented by McMission. So if you've got energy to go into the evening, make sure you make it to those spots as well.
Well, this is such a cool thing that the Carbondale Creative District has put together with your help and oversight. So thank you. Is oversight the right word? No. Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Overseeing, orchestrating. Anything else you want to shout out for the Bonanza? It's just going to get bigger and bigger, you guys, every year.
Yeah, I mean, this is the list of people we know are doing things.
That's
obviously
true.
There's
That's
more
true.
Reason to come down here. This is your last chance to kind of get those holiday gifts in. I don't think you can order anything off the internets at this point, so if you need gifts, now's your chance to really make that impact locally. So
that's right, and at the Deck the Walls, man, there are so many really, really lovely choices for everybody in the family. So, definitely come down and check that out.
Yep. And if you didn't know, 30% of your purchase at Deck the Walls goes to Carbondale Arts, and the rest of it goes straight to the artists who are local regional makers. So it's not going very far. Your money is not going outside of the valley. It's pretty much staying right here, supporting the things that we all love about living here.
That's right.
So
that's a great thing.
Well, cool, you guys.
Yeah.
Stacy, one last thing. Do you have any go-to items on your list tomorrow?
Oh, there's so many. I mean, really, like the climbing rope rugs by the brothers.
Karamazov. Oh, wait. Kouvreau.
Kouvreau from Ed Stone. Those are amazing gifts. There's some beautiful jewelry. There's lots of really interesting stocking stuffers of all kinds, soaps and, I don't know, candles. I'm trying to run through everything in my brain.
Okay, what about the farmer's market? Do you have any, before they even set up shop, you're like, I'm taking this and I'll...
Yeah, I'm going to get some. I'm going to get some stolen.
Yeah.
But this is one of the great things is because Christmas is just a few days away. Just come and get your pies and all of those things that you don't have time to make.
Yeah.
And breads and things right here in Carbondale and support these local bakers, makers.
Yeah. If you're listening right now and you have family coming in town, this is a great place to come. Just pick up some easy things for your guests and family.
That's right.
Come in here.
That's right.
Well, awesome. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks,
go
Brian.
Check out CarbondaleArts.com for all the latest, or check out Carbondale Creative District on Instagram, Carbondale Arts on Instagram. That's where you'll find it.
And Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks for all the people for all your support. It's amazing.
Yeah. What a cool spot we get to live in. Thanks for all you guys do. I'm going to play some more songs off of this Orbison Family Christmas album, which includes, I believe, there's a Run, Run, Reindeer. Is that it? Run, Rudolph, Run, which is Chuck Berry, is what I was told by Osa. Here we go. Thank you, guys. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Out of all the reindeer, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind. Run, run, Rudolph. Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, cause I'm really like a merry-go-round. Said Santa to a boy child, what are you longing for? All I want for Christmas is a rock and roll electric guitar. And then away went Rudolph, whizzing like a shooting star. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway now. Run, run, Rudolph, cause I'm reeling like a merry-go-round.
This play in the background. I'm gonna go through some calendar items coming up for all you creative music, art, performing arts lovers out there. We got, what's today, Friday, December 19th, starting at 4:30, so that's already started 20 minutes ago. Children of the Corn Liquored, a Colorado duo bringing mountain soul to the heart of the Rockies, performs at the Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park. So you better get up there. They're playing till 7:30. Solstice at the Library. The Basalt Library hosts a celebration of the shortest day and longest night of the year from 5:30 to 7. That's tonight in Basalt, featuring storytelling, warm beverages, and more. The Crystal River Ballet performs The Nutcracker at the Basalt Middle School tonight and tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. You can also catch a 2 p.m. showing on Saturday or Sunday. You can get tickets at tinyurl.com/Crystal River Nutcracker. Let's see. McMissions presents. They throw a drum and bass party at the Cocoa Club. That's tonight from 8 to 11 p.m. Ugly Sweaters and Courage. That sounds like fun. The Queen Bees perform a holiday show at Takaw tonight at 8 p.m. Tickets at tacaw.org. And one more thing tonight, the Buckhorn Public Arts brings Grammy-nominated R-Y-X. Is that how you say that? R-Y-X. To the Wheeler Opera House for an 8 p.m. performance. There's a lot going on at 8 p.m., you guys. You got to choose where you're going to go. Tickets at WheelerOperaHouse.com. Moving into Saturday, got a kids-only clay sale. Youngsters invited to shop for price-friendly handmade ceramic gifts at the Carbondale Clay Center tomorrow, starting at 11, going to 1 p.m. There's a Redstone Cookie Exchange. You can make, if you make 3 dozen cookies, divide them into 6 cookies per container and exchange them with other bakers at the gazebo in Redstone starting at noon. High Noon Cookie Exchange. I like that. We got Thunder River Theater Company. I think we kind of touched on this. This is tomorrow during the Bonanza. You can stop by for stories and pictures with Santa, hot chocolate and crafts from 2 to 6 p.m. And also tomorrow in Napa Valley neighborhood on Dolores Way in Carbondale, Mountain Heart Brewing hosts a holiday movie character costume party with tunes spun by DJ Kid Knowledge from 5 to 7 p.m. That's all I'm going to have time for right now, so I hope you guys enjoy your holiday. Amy and I'll be back on the airwaves next Friday on Express Yourself with some musical surprises in store. So enjoy your Friday evening and your pre-Christmas weekend. We'll see you next time on Express Yourself on KD&K.
Easter too. Please make my wish come true.